ਚੈੱਕ ਇਨ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਏਸ਼ੀਅਨ ਫੂਡ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਤੇ ਵਧੀਆ ਫਰੈਸ਼ ਗਰੋਸਰੀ ਫਰੂਟਸ ਦਾਲਾਂ ਸਬਜ਼ੀਆਂ ਸਭ ਕੁਝ ਬਹੁਤ ਘੱਟ ਕੀਮਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਿਲਦਾ
ਇਹ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਏਸ਼ੀਅਨ ਫੂਡ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਇੰਡੋ ਕੈਨੇਡੀਅਨ ਗਰੋਸਰੀਜ਼ ਫਲ ਫਰੂਟ ਦਾਲਾਂ ਸਬਜ਼ੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਵਨ ਸਟਾਪ ਸ਼ਾਪ ਨਾਲੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਵਾਲੇ ਭਾਂਡੇ ਪਲੇਟਾਂ ਬਾਟੀਆਂ ਸਭ ਕੁਝ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਸਾਡੀ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਹੀ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਤੇ ਸੋਹਣੀਆਂ ਸੋਹਣੀਆਂ ਰੱਖੜੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਬੇਸ਼ੁਮਾਰ ਵੈਰਾਇਟੀ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਏਸ਼ੀਅਨ ਫੂਡ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਦੀਆਂ ਓਨਟੈਰੀਓ ਵਿੱਚ 9 ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਆ ਜਾਓ
Good morning, everyone. और नमस्ते नमस्कार सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस जहाँ कहीं आप मौजूद हो अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर इस सलामी है बसेरा चंद रोज
Sitaram Sutrika Jagudatta. Sairam, assalamu alaikum, and good afternoon, everybody, and welcome indeed to Shabnam Radio on a Saturday. And of course, we want to extend a warm welcome and happy New Year. 2024, the 6th day of January. I tell you, it's moving along. Want to say hello and welcome to Master Control, Pushbinder, I believe is his name. I'm apologizing if I'm pronouncing it wrong, my brother. Thank you at Master Control. So, hoping that we would have a smooth shift today. I want to say thank you in advance.
This is a hard one.
Well, of course, we're here keeping you company. And on today's program, I just want to let you know that we will be doing a special tribute, and the lines will be open for those of you who would like to call and weigh in on the maybe your memories, what you have observed, what your thoughts were on the late former Prime Minister Dr. Basudev Pandey. As on January the 1st we learn of his passing, and as a matter of fact, even right now his body is laid at the Red House, as the government of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago saw it fit to give him a state funeral. The body will be moving to South Trinidad. We'll talk about that in a little bit, and the funeral arrangement. Most of you would have had this information as it's all over social media, but we here at Shabnam Radio wanted to take some time to join with thousands around the world as we say farewell to the late, the great, the tiger, the lion, the silver fox, Dr. Basudev Pandey. So feel free, we'll give out the telephone numbers, keep it handy, and feel free to call in, and 416-848-7772, 416-848-7772, and also we are streaming live on television. So the program is on Rogers. You could catch us on the different air on Bell. You ask for it. If you don't have it, you can subscribe now and catch us right now. Win Caribbean, you ask, call Bell and say, I want Win Caribbean on Bell 659. Win Caribbean on Rogers, if you have the old system, 672. If you have Ignite TV, you ask for Win Caribbean 880. And again, we are streaming live on all IPTV boxes and on www.caribbeanshowtime.com. Well, we're starting off today's program with a special presentation of Shabnam Radio. Basudev Pandey, the fifth Prime Minister of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, and some would like to arguably say that was the best Prime Minister. Well, he had an interesting run in office. He served us with distinction indeed. We'd like to start off today's program with the Hanuman Chalisa, as we dedicate it in the loving memory of the late leader Basudev Pandey.
Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj निज मन मुकुरु सुधारि बरनउ रघुबर बिमल जसु जो दायक फल चारि बुद्धिहीन तनु जानि के सुमिरो पवन कुमार
बिकार
समान ज्ञान गुण सागर जय कपीस तिहु लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत नामा हाथ वज्र ध्वजा विराजे कांधे मुंज जनेऊ साजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजग बंदन विद्यावान करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रसिया राम लखन सीता मन बसिया सूक्ष्म रूप धरि सियहि दिखावा विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा भीम रूप धरि असुर सहारे रामचंद्र के काज संवारे लाए सजीवन लखन जियाए श्री रघुवीर हरषि उर लाए रघुपति की बहुत बड़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम सहस बदन तुम्हारो जस गावे अस कही श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद सारद सहित सहीसा जम कुबेर दिग जुग सहस्त्र जो जन पर भानु लील्योताहि मधुर फल जानु प्रभु मुद्रिका मेली मुख माही जलधि लांघि गए अचरज नाही दुर्गम काज जगत सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी सरना तुम रक्षक काहू को डरना आपन तेज समारो आपे तीनों लोक हाँकते कांपे भूत पिशाच निकट नहीं आवे महावीर जब नाम सुनावे नासे रोग हरे सब पीरा जपत निरंतर हनुमत वीरा संकट ते हनुमान छुड़ा ध्यान जो लावे सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा तिनके काज सकल तुम साजा और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सोई अमित जीवन फल पावे चारों जुग पर ताप तुम्हारा है प्रसिद्ध जगत उजियारा साधु संत के तुम रखवारे असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे अष्ट सिद्धि नौ निधि के दाता असवर दीन जान की माता राम रसायन तुम्हारे पासा सदा रहो रघुपति के तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे अंतकाल रघुबरपुर जाई जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाई से सर्व सुख करई संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा जो सुमिरे हनुमत बलबीरा जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करहु गुरुदेव की नाई जो सत बार पाठ कर बंदी महा सुख धोई जो यह पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा होए सिद्धि साखी गौरीसा तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेरा की जय नाथ हृदय महडे जय नाथ हृदय महडेरा
पवन तनया संकट हरन मंगल मूर्ति रूप
The Hanuman Chalisa today on Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime TV was dedicated to the late former Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Basudeo Pandey. We leave the lines open for those of you who would like to call in and share your condolences. The number to reach us is 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. Feel free to give us a call. The funeral arrangement is as follows. On Friday, the 5th, there was a public viewing at the Parliament. And on Monday, the 8th, a public viewing at Snapper South in South Trinidad. And on Tuesday, the 9th, a state funeral leaving from Snapper at 9 a.m. and then to the cremation site, which is the Shores of Peace. We know it as the Mosquito Creek. And it would be the first time where a state funeral is taking place in South and more so at the Shores of Peace. First state funeral that would be of a Hindu ceremony, and I know this one is going to be a big one. Again, we here at Shabnam Radio Caribbean Showtime sending out our love and condolences to his loving wife, Uma Pandey, and their children. As we continue, we wanted to share another selection as we pay tribute and remember a fallen leader. He was 90 years old. He recently celebrated his 90th birthday, and throughout all his speeches, if and when you get a chance to look at them or listen to them, he spoke about unity, always trying to bring the races of Trinidad and Tobago together. May his soul travel on eternal peace.
सबको सन्मति दे भगवान
ईश्वर अल्लाह तेरे नाम सबको सन्मति दे भगवान
सबको सन्मति दे भगवान सारा जग तेरी संतान सारा जग तेरी संतान इस धरती पर बसने वाले सब है तेरी गोद के पाले सब है तेरी गोद के पाले कोई नीच न कोई महान सबको सन्मति दे भगवान सबको सन्मति दे भगवान सारा जग तेरी संतान सारा जग तेरी संतान बंटवारे झूठ कहाँ ये तेरे द्वारे
तो नस्लों के बंटवारे झूठ कहाँ ये तेरे द्वारे
झूठ कहाँ ये तेरे द्वारे तेरे लिए सब एक समान
सबको सन्मति दे भगवान ईश्वर अल्लाह तेरे नाम सबको सन्मति दे भगवान सबको सन्मति दे भगवान सारा जग तेरी संतान सारा जग तेरी संतान सारा जग तेरी संतान सारा जग तेरी संतान
You're listening to Shabnam Radio, and as we continue to share some music, as we ask you to come back with us and give us your thoughts, 416-848-7772.
तू ही हो सा
And joining us on the line, we have Kapil Bisoon. Kapil Bisoon, a very active Trinbagonian here into the politics and always contributing his writing to, as editorial to some of the newspapers out of Trinidad and Tobago. And Kapil has always been, you know, sharing, and whenever any state dignitary, especially from the UNC, the ULF in those days, would be in close contact and would always be part of the entourage here in Toronto. Kapil, welcome to the program, and if you could help us by sharing some of your thoughts on the leader of the... He was one of the founding fathers of the United National Congress, correct?
Well, yes. Well, good afternoon, Richard. Thank you for having me on. And January 1st, you know, an end to an era in politics in Trinidad took place with the death of Basdeo Pandey, former prime minister, lawyer, politician, trade unionist, an economist, an actor as well, and a civil servant who died at the age of 90. Mr. Pandey was the founding father of the United National Congress, which came about from a breakaway he had with the National Alliance for Reconstruction. But, you know, as we sit down today and for the last few days, I've been reflecting on the person, the man, the politician, Basdeo Pandey. And he was perhaps the most gifted favorite leader in Trinidad and Tobago, politically that is, and his death is an enormous loss for all of us. And I can tell you today, history will record Basdeo Pandey as being one of the greatest politicians, not only in Trinidad and Tobago, huh? As you can see from the acolytes being paid by foreign leaders, but throughout the region. Basdeo Pandey was the first person of Indian descent, along with being the first Hindu to hold the office of Prime Minister in Trinidad and Tobago. And this is very significant because for the very first time in Trinidad and Tobago, he will be accorded a state funeral under Hindu rites on Tuesday. You know, and people, a lot of people, you have to go back, especially to the younger generation today, you have to go back into the archives and read a bit about who was Basdeo Pandey. Mm-hmm. You have the his story coming from very humble beginnings, from growing up in St. Julian Village in Princeton, then wanted to pursue studies abroad, and he went to England, studied law, and while in England, he took up acting, and at the end, when he graduated in law, he was offered a scholarship to go to India to pursue more advanced studies, but he declined because he wanted to come back home to his Trinidad and Tobago. And why? People may ask, why would you give that opportunity? But Mr. Pandey was always an advocate and fighter for economic and social justice for all, this is very important, for all the peoples of Trinidad and Tobago. And as the founding father of the UNC, created a place for us and for society to work based upon the principles of unity, equity, justice, and fair pay for all. Mr. Pandey broke the shackles of the PNM because it was his thoughtful, wise, and brilliant leadership that influenced the very change of government in 1986, which ushered in the National Alliance for Reconstruction into government. But he was a very, very thoughtful man. Basdeo Pandey saw education as his personal escape from the clutches of poverty. And that belief in his wasn't just personal. It became the cornerstone of his governance as prime minister and a guiding principle that shaped the policies of his administration. As prime minister, his ability to connect with people from various backgrounds, coupled with a very compelling vision for a more inclusive and equitable society, prepare him to become one of the most popular political leaders in Trinidad, and this is important what I'm going to say, outside of the general election arena and time. The UNC under his guidance became a strong, formidable political force, challenging established norms and advocating for progressive policies. You know, Prime Minister Pandey, and I had the good fortune of being pretty close to him during his tenure as Prime Minister. And I can tell you, he had a very tough time as Prime Minister. He had to steer the nation through very, very difficult economic challenges. Many may not know, but the price of oil was just between $9 and $12 a barrel. And as a government, as a leader of a government, he had to implement crucial economic reforms aimed at fostering stability and sustained growth. Mr. Pandey championed diversification efforts, and one of the main things he kept doing was seeking to broaden the economic base and mitigate the impact of global market fluctuations. Mr. Pandey was one of the most dynamic leaders Trinidad and Tobago has ever had. And I can tell you what the country reaped from that period of his leadership, it's now being seen playing out, because yes, there's been much more changes that has come about with this current UNC when they were in office 2010, 2015. But it was the beginning of that was during Basdeo Pandey's tenure as Prime Minister. Somebody asked me yesterday, you know, about the times when Mr. Pandey was Prime Minister and when he came to Canada. How did that start? I met him very, very early o'clock. I had known him before, but I met him very early o'clock when he became Prime Minister in Trinidad. And we discussed the formation of an affiliation to the UNC in Canada. There were always pockets of support of political parties in the diaspora abroad, not only in Toronto, but New York, Miami, London. But when I broached the idea with him, I said, Chief, this is what I'm thinking. You know, one of our diaspora can profit from us. We can give back to the diaspora. And he said, you know what? I agree. You go ahead and I will come and visit you when you are ready. And the rest is history. I think, Richard, to be fair, you were an integral part of his many visits. I think he made 4 visits to us here in Canada, and you were very instrumental in promoting him. He always had time for you when you came here. But he came to Canada and he encouraged the diaspora, give back to Trinidad and Tobago, come to Trinidad and Tobago. And he was always very, very warmly welcomed, not only here, but whenever he visited the diaspora in Miami, in New York, in London. And on a personal note, I was very, very humbled and surprised when my family had a great tragedy in 2002, and he called and said he was coming, which, of course, you knew about.
Mm-hmm.
So Basdeo Pandey has many, many, many friends. His legacy will be there for all of us to read about.
Kapil, you know, one of the reasons that I wanted to do this tribute, and we should mark the passing of great people. I mean, on my program, you don't have to be a former prime minister. Once, like, I hear of a passing of someone in our community that has done well in trying to foster love and unity, I always take some time to do that, make mention of their passing. But a man like Basdeo Pandey, even out of politics, I don't think there's another leader in politics or a political leader would have had so many friends, both on the Indo-Caribbean side, the Afro-Caribbean, the Chinese. Everybody was friends with him, and they loved him genuinely. A testimony to that is the fact that the way this state funeral is being rolled out, every news house is carrying it. When you look at the different levels of government. In fact, even in Tobago, we have the leader of the THA is now weighing in on his leadership and tenure. So he was one that really would always be remembered. But I wanted to ask if you would remember. Now, back in the day when, after coming back from studying, he went into politics and he was the founder of the United Labour Party. Just so that we could give those who are listening, who wouldn't take the time to go back in the history and listen or read about him, if you remember, share some of your early memories about the ULF and Basdeo Pandey.
Well, the ULF was formed and their first opportunity to go into the electoral era was in 1976 when I think they won either 10 or 12 seats in that election. And that was Mr. Pandey's, I think he was in the Senate before, yes, he was in the Senate after the 1971 general election and there was an orchestrated no vote campaign. And then someone, so the PNM had won all the 36 seats. Mr. Pandey then, a new, somebody from the, it was orchestrated that a sitting member of the PNM would go and form an opposition. So with an opposition now, you have an opposition leader in the House, but you also needed, that person had the opportunity at that point, I think was still six opposition senators, and Basdeo Pandey came as one. And from there, he began to fight. He joined, during that time, he was also the president of the All Trinidad Sugar Estates and Workers Trade Union. I think that's the full name at that time. And Mr. Pandey began to champion the rights of sugar workers. In fact, it was under his tenure as president general of the union that sugar workers got a 1,000% increase in their wages. So they moved the sugar workers from one level to another. And that was very significant. And in forming the ULF to go into electoral politics, what he did is give rise to this party as a labor, coming out of the bowels of the labor movement and Central Trinidad. That's why the office of the ULF and onwards was always at the Rienzi complex, home of the union in Couva. So in 1976, he brought together some powerful union people at the time, including the then president or late president of the OWTU, George Weeks, the transport union, Joe Young and others.
Errol MacLeod.
Errol MacLeod then was junior to, he was just a vice president, I think, in the OWTU under George Weeks, who, when George Weeks passed away, Errol MacLeod became the president. But he had some strong people. There was some dissent during the course of it. And he even went on in the 1981 election. There was the PNM, there was the National Alliance, or, sorry, the Organization for National Reconstruction and the ULF that were going up against each other in the 1981 election. Many have said different things about how the election outcome might have been, because you recall in the same year of that election, the then sitting Prime Minister Eric Williams passed away. George Chambers became the political leader of the PNM and went on to win that election. Many may advocate on a sympathy vote. But the time between 1981, when he was the opposition leader, and 1986 was a very critical time in forging the political chart of Trinidad and Tobago. Well, Mr. Pandey recognized that it's going to take more than one party, or the ONR, or his party, or even the small DAC in Tobago, to change and move to PNM.
And that brings me, Kapil, to a point that I see a lot of people missing, but lately the news thread is picking up on it. I think he also truly believed in unity and unifying the nation, because in the past we had a divide and rule with the People's National Movement under the leadership of the late Eric Williams. But he also believed that needed to be changed, and he was pushing not only for his party to move in that direction, but also advocating that the PNM government at least should do something, because he saw the nation as a resource. And he believed, despite the price of oil, etc., we had a commodity of human resource. And that, if were to come together in unity and in a unified way, it would have been something to be reckoned with. And I noticed even out of politics, he continued to chant that mantra, unity, unity, unity. What's your thought on that?
Well, let me tell you how I thought. I was going post-1981. And a lot of people, some may know, some may understand, the person who gave up the most, the person who was most instrumental in the National Alliance for Reconstruction, entering mm-hmm. corridors of government in 1986, was Basil Upande. You recall, Basil Upande was instrumental in forming an alliance with the ONR, led by Carl Hudson Phillips, which at the time in the House of Representatives had zero seats. And with the DAC, with Mr. Robinson, with two seats, and he had 12. Now, Mr. Pandey was of the view at that time that Trinidad and Tobago was not ready for an Indian prime minister, a prime minister of Indian heritage. That is plain talk. And he put aside what should have been, in political talk, his prize, and he pushed A&R Robinson to lead the NAR. And then we came into office, and because of that great majority, it was 33 seats to the NAR and 3 to the PNM. He lost any sort of political clout he would have had on that administration. And there was a breakaway within him and some of the former ULF councillor parliamentarians. And that's in 1988, he left the government of the Robinson government, went and they formed what was called, then known as Club 88. And in 1990, the UNC was born with people with him as the founding father. He had the late Kelvin Ramnath, mm-hmm. he had Trevor Sudama, he had John Humphrey, and quite a few others who joined with him to form this party. He contested the 1991 general elections and got a very good showing. And in 1995, again, in general election, an early call by then Prime Minister Patrick Manning saw us with 17 the UNC, 17 to the PNM, and 2 to the Tobago. And again, he made an alliance, an agreement with the party with the two seats, which was A&R Robinson, the former Prime Minister. And he went into Parliament as Prime Minister in 1995.
Well, Cap, we have to cap it off there a little bit, because, it's interesting, the history, and thanks for sharing so much, because this is why I wanted to do it, so we could give a synopsis of his times and some of his accomplishments. We wish we could have more time, but it would be nice that we could continue this conversation as some of the accomplishment also giving tertiary education to everyone in Trinidad and Tobago, mm-hmm. opening up the school system and stuff like that. And a lot of bills that was passed under his leadership. But I want to thank you very much. And about the funeral arrangement, again, would you be going to Trinidad?
No, I would not be going, but I think I would have the seat in front of the television from early Tuesday morning, early o'clock. I can tell you, I'm chatting daily with people in Trinidad, friends, politicians, even sitting members of parliament. And they think Tuesday, this funeral is going to be perhaps the largest funeral that Trinidad and Tobago will ever see. It's going to be held in South Trinidad. He's a South boy. It's going to be held at the Sapa, so the South, it will be held, right, I shouldn't say Sapa, because the correct thing is the, what's his name? That's a performing arts building. It's named after Sundar Popo. So it will be held at the Sundar Pupo Performing Arts Center in San Fernando. We keep saying Supper South, but it's not. It is really named. It is named the Sundar Pupo Arts Center. So that is where we are, and it will be a very sad day for a lot. A lot of people will be celebrating the life of this great man, this great Hindu Trinidadian who has now brought an end, an era in Trinidad and Tobago politics.
And, you know, he, I believe at 90, he lived a good life. He wasn't
definitely
sick or anything. He went to, I understand, maybe to replace the battery on a pacemaker in Miami, I'm not sure. But at even that, Michaela was saying that he was witty and sharing jokes, and his family, they were all at his side when he passed. So, you know, we can't live forever, but he did give, and we owe him a great deal of debt. And we should cherish his memory and, of course, continue to acknowledge what he has done for the beautiful republic.
Richard, if I may just say something, I'm following everything I can find on social media. And I'll tell you something. Basudev Pandey was well-loved in Trinidad. Remember I was speaking earlier, I talk about outside of the general elections era, when, you know, those forces come to bear. But reading the comments of people, he most definitely was the most loved leader of this country ever had, without a doubt.
Well, Kapil, with that, we say thank you very much, and I know that we'd hear more from you over the next year. And by the way, Happy New Year to you and your family. And
thank you, Richard.
Let me just continue. And, you know, we in the diaspora, now that we have this television and we are here on radio for 25 years, need to take the time to pause and remember and reflect and pay tribute to leaders like this. So thanks for your contribution, and stay in touch.
Thank you, Richard. Have a beautiful show. Thank you.
That's Kapil Bisoun, a dear friend. And, of course, as you heard, he had many interactions with the late Dr. Basudev Pandey. And we continue to take your calls. 416-848-7772. Those of you who would like to call in and extend your condolences even, feel free to call. While we do that, I wanted to share another selection, and he was a great lover of music, and I wish the Patesar, somebody from the Patesar family could phone in, Franklin, or if Harry or anyone is listening. You know, whenever they had these mehfils at one of the Patesar home, he always would visit and take part. I understand he was a terrific tabla player, and he is the brother-in-law of our very own, living in Toronto now, Dave Bansrad Sr. And he loved music and classical music, as we know it, as Bhojpuri style. He was a great lover of that type of music also. And in South, they will be gathering some of the best, Rakesh Yankara, Dubraj Prasad, the Gildari family, and so much more, in Pinal over the weekend to do a tribute in memory of the late Dr. Basudev Pandey. I thought it would be fitting to share this next selection with you. Again, we here at Caribbean Showtime, Shabnam Radio, and my entire family sending condolences to the bereaved family.
Dila gafil na ho ekdam ye duniya chhod jana hai bagaiche chhod kar khali zameen andar samana hai dila gafil ekdam ye duniya chhod jana hai tera naaz लेते से जब फूलों पर तेरा नाजुक बदन भाई जो लेते से जब फूलों पर जो लेते से जब फूलों पर वो हो ना एक दिन मुर्दा ये सामान चलने को कर सामान चलने को जमीन के फर्श पर सोना ये मिट्टी का सिहाना है दिला गाफिल न हो एकदम ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना है बेटा बाप ना माई न साथी हो सके भाई न बेटा बाप नी माई न बेटा बाप ना माई कहाँ फिरता है तो दाई अमल नी काम आना है एकदम ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना
है। The voice of the late Isaac Yankuran. It never, never, never gets old here on Shabnam Radio. We like to go to the phone and this time I believe say and hello and welcome and I'm so happy that he's joining us today. Rania Maraj, the publisher of the independent newspaper and a long-time journalist from Trinidad and Tobago, worked with many major publications in Trinidad and Tobago. He has always been on the front line of the news, making stories out of the Caribbean region and more so from Trinidad and Tobago, doing an excellent job at Independent and, of course, happy that he took some time to call in. Welcome to the program. Happy New Year, Rania.
Happy New Year, George. How are you?
Good, my brother. You know, I'm glad that you called in today to share your thoughts on the passing of Basu Pandey. If you could summarize in your own words what you thought about the late Prime Minister, former Prime Minister Basu Pandey.
Well, you know, we can't talk about Mr. Pandey without looking back at history a little bit. Looking back at, let's say, around the early 80s when Eric Williams, the first Prime Minister, when he died, when he passed away, it was generally understood that one of his two deputies, senior deputies, who were Errol Mahamir and Kamal Mohamed, would have become the next Prime Minister of the country. But at that point in time, there was this myth, or this legend that was going around the country that Trinidad is not ready for an Indian Prime Minister. And guided by that, the authorities took it upon themselves to appoint instead of Mr. Mahabir or Mr. Mohamed, to appoint somebody who nobody really knew, who was George Chambers, mm-hmm. who became the second Prime Minister of the country. And that whole idea of not being ready for an Indian Prime Minister was ridiculous, because Indians make up the majority of the population of the country. So how come there could be no Indian Prime Minister? And Mr. Pandey recognized that. He recognized that there was this belief around that, or this myth that was circulated around the population, that Indian Prime Minister the country was not ready for an Indian prime minister. So in the entire 80s, you know, in 1986, when they were forming the NAR, which later became government in 86 when Chambers was defeated, when they were forming that, or in that NAR, the National Alliance for Reconstruction, the three parties that got involved in that alliance, one, the most prominent of the parties, and the one with the most seats, was Mr. Pandey's party.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, when they were talking about who should assume leadership of the NAR, I was there. I was actually there when that discussion was taking place. And the whole idea of the country not being ready for an Indian prime minister was again brought up. And at the end of the day, they decided that Mr. Robinson, A&R Robinson, who only brought two seats to the table, by the way, as opposed to, I think, Andy's 13 or 14 seats, that he should become prime minister, because Trinidad wasn't ready for an Indian prime minister. So once again, Pandey was relegated to a second place, and A&R Robinson became prime minister. But Mr. Pandey, he was not the kind of person to take things lightly. He never bought into that claim that Trinidad wasn't ready for an Indian prime minister, and he was determined one day to be prime minister. But he set the stage for himself in the sense that when Noor Hassan Ali became president,
mm-hmm.
it was at Mr. Pandey's insistence that Mr. Hassan Ali be the next president to succeed Ellis Clark. And for two reasons. One, because Mr. Hassan Ali, of course, was an esteemed high court judge and he was very highly respected. And secondly, because Mr. Hassan Ali and him and Mr. Pandey had worked together. Mr. Pandey actually used to be a clerk for Mr. Hassan Ali when he was a magistrate. In fact, that's where Mr. Pandey got his first taste of law. So by putting Mr. Hassan Ali's name up front as the nominee for president, he was able to break that claim that Indians shouldn't be in leadership, because all of a sudden the head of state was an Indian man, a Muslim Indian man of all things. And he became president. And that set the stage up. So people now got used to the idea, oh yeah, there could be an Indian leader because we have an Indian president. So in 91, when Mr. Manning became prime minister, when the NAR was defeated and Mr. Manning became prime minister, I think that's when Mr. Pandey saw his shot, because he knew there was still a lot of ill feeling in the general population towards the PNM party. And that's when he pushed his, he formed the UNC.